Welcome to the Father's Vineyard Audio Podcast. Here is today's message.
It's good to have you. It really is. Isn't it wonderful to be in the house of the Lord? Isn't it wonderful to have an atmosphere that you can be who you are in the presence of God without being stiff and without trying to be something that you're not? Amen. Amen. A couple of weeks ago, we had... We've had a lot of healings the last 2 weeks, and I know there's some people here that got healed with their hands. Their hands are healed. Wave at me. Where are you? I know there were several of them. Wave at me. There's a hand. I see that hand. Did you raise your hand? Yeah. Stand up. If your hand was healed since the other day, go ahead and stand to your feet. Now I know there's another one. I said, where is Gina? Gina. No, it's not Gina. I don't know her name. What is her name? Debbie Martin. She's upstairs. Oh, the dancers go up and change, but she got healed. So listen, God, there's another one. Let's praise God for healings. Amen. God bless you. Amen, amen. Is Sabina here today? There you are. I was looking for you. I was looking for you over there, but you moved. You took her in. She was alone and you took her in. I tell you, y'all are just doing great. Sabina, you got healed.
I got healed.
Yeah, we need to hear. Last week. She was first time here last week, and her ankle has been... in bad shape since she sent me an email on Monday or Tuesday, something like that, and said that she hasn't been pain-free since 2009, but since Sunday she hasn't had one bit of pain. I'll let you do the talking. You got here.
Hi. I'm not good at public speaking, but is it not on?
Randy.
But I'm going to let just God speak through me. And tell you, my husband had kept encouraging me to come to this church just out of the blue, no apparent reason. So I thought, well, I'll just try it out. And I came over here, and the pastor looked around the corner and said, "What is your name?" So I told him my name, and he said, "I saw a foot over your head." And I was like, that is so crazy, because I limped in here like this, but he didn't see me, so no connection. And he said, "Do you mind if I pray over your foot?" Because I had severed it. I have no ankle or anything like that, and just cement in there. It's a non-working foot, but it looks like a foot. And he said, "I saw a foot over your head," and so he said, "Pray it over it." I got a head injury too, so that's why I kind of repeat myself. And they prayed over it, and I haven't had any pain since then. And that's the first time since like 2008.
2008. Yeah, praise God.
2009. You know, I don't even know.
I know it better than you do.
I know.
No, that's great. Now, you also got a little bit of fired up about God.
I got fired up about God. It renewed my...
I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm on fire for it, so...
Yeah, that's great. That is great. And you got head injury?
I got a head injury, and at 33, I shattered my arm, and I broke my femur, and I severed my foot. It was a pretty bad wreck. And they didn't think I would live, and I had to relearn how to read and write. I was a nurse, and at that time, I had to relearn how to read and write, and they said I'd never be able to stay by myself again. I was in bad shape, and the Lord has restored my brain, and I feel like I'm about smarter than the average Joe I run into now.
I would say yeah.
With a head injury.
With that, yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Do you suffer from the head injury now? Is there any kind of suffering?
I have short-term memory loss a little bit.
Yeah?
A little ADD.
A little ADD?
A little bit, yeah. Okay. That flyer was a little busy for me.
You know what I mean? No, you're fine, you're fine. Well, let's just pray for that. Okay. You know, God can take care of the ADD. He adds and subtracts.
Right.
So he's got all that. He knows all that stuff. You know, sometimes ADD is not in your case, but sometimes ADD is adult discipline disorder.
It might be in my case, too.
Never mind. Some of y'all got that. Some of you didn't. But, you know, just a little bit of adult discipline will help ADD sometimes. So it's, anyway.
That's right.
Okay. Can we pray for you?
Please.
All right. Do y'all believe God can heal her, straighten all this stuff out with her head?
Yes.
Yeah, come on, brother. He laid hands on you, too.
Mm-hmm.
I sent him your email.
Did he?
Yeah, so he knows, he knows all about you.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Well, everything that's in the email, honey. Everything that's in the email, yeah. But he can handle ADD, right? He can handle ADD. He can handle all that stuff, right? Y'all believe that? Do you believe that?
Oh, yeah, I know so.
All right.
I was way worse than this.
All right. Well, you're going to get way better than this.
I know.
How about that?
I can't wait.
You can't wait? You're signing up.
I'm signing
up.
Well,
let's do it. Father, we just thank you. We know that you can handle this thing in her head, and Lord, you can straighten out what's been wrong by the wreck and by the injury. And Father, so we just ask you to put everything back in place where it needs to be, Lord, from this moment on. And we ask you, God, that this ADD thing, Lord, would be straightened out as well. So, Lord, we just lay hands on it. We just speak to it. Say, be healed, Sabina, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Amen. Go ahead, brother. He healed. Yeah, he's already healed. And he had a bad mind, too. So it was like, no. He had a stroke.
4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, thank you, Lord, that you healed our brain. Lord, you made our brain and you designed it in such a way that we can communicate with you, God.
That's right.
And so, Lord, you said you sent your word and you healed them.
Yes.
Amen.
And so let your word bring healing to this mind right now, this brain, Lord. God, that she'll have not only earthly wisdom, but godly wisdom. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Good to have you. Man, it is, that's good stuff. I started to say everybody's not right in the head, come on down. But I figured we'd have the whole thing full. No, we ain't got time for that. That must not be God. Must not be the Lord. You know, that was flesh. And I recognized it being flesh. So y'all... And I exhibited some fruit of the Spirit, which was self-control. So I controlled myself. So I didn't do that. Real quick, before we get started on something else, the Lord impressed me that there's some people here who are really brokenhearted. There's some broken hearts, very big hurt and pain that he specifically told me that he said, if they'll come today, I will not only heal their broken heart, but I will revive them. So I don't know who that is, but if you're carrying this broken heart over something, that you're brokenhearted over something, now is your time. So whoever that is, be brave enough to just go ahead and come down, and the Lord's going to heal the broken heart. Come on. See, God knows who this is. He really does. Amen. Amen. So just go ahead and stand there and line up this way. Are there any more? Anybody else? I should have responded the first time, but I will this time. Anybody else? It's just your heart's just really hurting over this issue, whatever this issue is. The Lord wants all of y'all to know that he knows exactly the point of the breaking. He knows the disappointment. He knows that. And He's not only going to heal your heart today, to your sorrow that you have, he's not only going to heal that, but he's going to revive you with his spirit. He's going to strengthen you with his presence. He's going to wipe the tears. Amen. Amen. Elders, I tell you what, let's do it this way. Who has suffered a broken heart and God has healed you? All right, come up here quickly and just lay hands on the person. Lay hands on one person. Just lay hands on one person and just begin to bless them with the healing of the Lord. Because the Lord's already recognized it. He's already spoken to it. So come on up quickly. And if there's not anybody left, join someone. Just join somebody all right, congregation, you just be praying for the release of God's healing, that nothing will stand in its way, and that what he wanted to do with their heart would be received, and that they would be strengthened by the presence of God. Father, we just thank you in Jesus' name that these broken hearts are being mended this very moment and healed by your healing presence. Lord, I thank you that the point of breaking you already know. And what you're doing is removing the disappointment and bringing in your appointment. Bringing in your appointment, your time, your healing, your presence, your word to them. Lord, I ask you to let them speak, let them hear what you have to say to them, that it will be clear, that it will be plain, and that they would leave today with complete healing of that heartbreak that they've had. And they would be encouraged and strengthened by your presence in a way that when they leave this place, this point that they're standing now, that they would leave with a spring in their step, with an understanding that you have taken care of it. All right, if you're lined up male to female, or female to, I'll get it right in a minute, male to male and female to female, I need somebody to hug him. Embrace them, but just make sure they're of the same gender. Give them a good hug, a big hug. A big hug. A big hug. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Did you know that we just celebrated another Jewish holiday, Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement? All your sins have been atoned for. And we should, amen? Amen. So that's what we celebrate. We celebrate, and a lot of people think that Jesus is actually going to come back on a Day of Atonement. And some thought it was this year, and he may still come back this year. But we've started a new year, 5778. Here I say 5778. 5778. That's a lot of grace. Five is the grace, the very empowerment that God wants to give you today and still going to give you this year. The double sevens is double portion of perfection. He's going to give you a double portion of being perfected, being mature. And the eight we're going to get into as far as with an understanding of what's this year about. See, we really need to capture what God is wanting to do in the year that He has set. And like I said, the His calendar is Rosh Hashanah is the first of the year, the head of the year. That's His new year. That started about a week and a half ago. But I'm telling you, there's a lot of things already moving that God's doing, and we as God's people really need to see what He's doing and really need to be connected to what He's doing and how to connect as we go through this journey with Him and go through this life with Him. But the 8 looks like an open door in the Hebrew letter. It looks like an open door. It looks like a door. And I honestly believe there's going to be a lot of open doors from heaven. Yes, sir? Okay, come on up. Come on up and give it to them. Give them the 23rd Psalm. Did you bring your Bible? Or you know it by heart.
Holy Spirit, I have to get it out of me. For all you all that came this morning, I want you to listen to the Lord, and you repeat that into your heart. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For Thou art with me, Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of my enemy. Thou anointest mine head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
Thank you, brother, for being obedient. How many of you, especially you 23, how many of you that hit the spot? Amen. Amen. That is good stuff, just letting the Holy Spirit lead and allowing Him to do His work His way in His place. But anyway, this 5778, I hear a little bit of a ring, Randy. I don't know where it's coming from, but... 5778 is this new year, which we're already in about a week and a half. We're already in it, but there's something that's real special about this year. There's a lot of people really believe that Christ is coming back this year, and He may. I'm not going to debate either way. I'm saying even so, come Lord Jesus. And if that's today, if that's tomorrow, whenever, then even so, come on. But we don't get wrapped up in the thing of saying, okay, He's coming this very day. You know, we're not going to get wrapped up into all that. But we do realize that He is coming. How many of you believe He's coming? Yeah, He's coming. He is coming. Hmm?
Maranatha.
Maranatha, He is coming. So we have to grab hold of that. But I've been praying over this thing. I said, God, I know there's some things that You want to do concerning this new year with Your people. But I really want to hear from You what you want here, and he actually told me this. He said the Bible will answer the questions. So I began to do some research and everything, but you find the letter. See, the 5777 represents letters in the Hebrew as well. And they have a numeric value that takes place inside. I don't understand all of it, but I know enough to be dangerous. You know, but I have studied. And but this thing has a numeric value, but the numeric value of each letter is found in a verse of scripture that I was blown away by it. It's found each letter, not the grouping. There's another one I'll talk to you about in just a minute about the grouping, but there, each letter of the 5778 is found in a verse of scripture in five words in a row. Right in a row. You want to know where it is?
Yes.
Come back next week and I'll tell you. I won't do you that way. I won't have nothing else to talk about. No. No. It is in the Song of Solomon. I want you to go to the Song of Solomon, Song of Solomon, chapter 8. Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 5. Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 5. I'll let you find that place, but before you do that, before we read that, I'm going to read you another one that's out of Hosea, because it sort of sets the stage for Song of Solomon 8. Hosea 2 says this, "Therefore, behold, I will allure her," or "I will woo her."
Yes.
"I will woo her and bring her into the wilderness." I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness. I will allure her and I will take her into the wilderness. Actually, he didn't say take. He said, "I'm going to bring her. I'll bring her. I'll bring her into the wilderness. And there I will speak tenderly to her heart." Now, this is talking about a wayward wife, a wayward person who has served gods and done all kind of things. And he said, here, there, she's done a lot of things wrong, but I am wooing her into a dry place. I'm wooing her into the wilderness, and it's going to be in that place that I'm going to speak tenderly to her heart. I'm telling you, the church has been in a wilderness. The church has been in some dry places, and we have been wooed there by the Holy Spirit, by the Lord himself, and he has spoken to us gently, and he has spoken to us tenderly, and he has spoken to our hearts. Amen. And what's happening here, he says, "And there I will give her her vineyards and make the valley of Achor," which is the valley of trouble. "I will make the valley of trouble to her a door of hope." I'm going to woo her into a place that looks very dry and very desolate. But it's in that place that I'm going to get her separated from all this other influences, and I'm going to speak to her, and I'm going to speak tenderly to her heart. And it's in that very place that I am going to give her the vineyards. I'm going to give her the inheritance that she's supposed to have. And I'm going to make this valley of trouble, and I'm going to turn this valley of trouble into a door of hope. There's your eight. The door of hope. I am going to turn it into a door of hope and expectation. Isn't that good? And she shall sing there and respond in the days of her youth. And as at the time when she came out of the land of Egypt. Now let's move on over to, now where did he take us? Took us to the desert. Took us to a place of troubling. How many of you know that 5777 was a year of the grace to be able to be perfected with the clashing of the swords? How many of you know that there was this past year, there's been a lot of clashing of the swords? I have never seen so much warfare in one year in my life. That is global. Never seen it. Especially in the United States. Never seen that much warfare before. So concentrated. Have you? So that was his 5777. Now, we've changed. Thank God 577 is behind us. Now we've already entered into 5778. The grace to be able to have the double portion of his new beginning. A double portion of his brand new beginning. He said, "I'm going to turn this trouble into a door of hope. And door of expectation." And she's going to be able to sing and respond as she sang and responded in her youth, as the day that she was coming out of Egypt. Song of Solomon. Here's where this 5777 is located in this passage, in this verse. Verse 5. Who is this coming up from the desert, from the wilderness? Who is this that's coming up from the wilderness, from the desert? Leaning, cleaving, and clinging to her beloved. That's how you come out of the desert. We've been in, we've come out this year. Who is this? Who is this coming out of the desert? Who is this? This passage, it says here, says, wow, would you look at her? She doesn't even look like she's been in the desert. Who is this? Who is this coming out of the wilderness, cleaning and cleaving and leaning in to her beloved? There's been a transformation, don't you think? There's been a speaking to the heart, don't you think? And it's taken shape, don't you think? But see, that's not all. That is not even the part where it has a 5777. That's not even the part. Here's the part that has that. Under the apple tree, I aroused her. There, your mother conceived. She conceived you. There, she who was in labor gave you birth. That's where the 5778 comes in one verse. Five words in a row. Five, it's in Hebrew, but it's not five words in a row in English, because when we struggle translating the Hebrew. The Hebrew is so deep and so rich, it's hard to just put a word for the word. But it says here, under the apple tree I aroused her. He's about to give it to you right here. Under the apple tree I aroused her. What does that mean? You know, we look at it sexually and say, well, there was an arousal sexually. You know, but they would arouse, you know, the men would come home from their slave labor, and the women would, but they would just be so worn out, the women would arouse the men to be able to become one sexually, married people, so they could have children, so the lineage could continue. So that's just in the historical value of that verse. The spiritual value of that verse is this. The arousal in the spiritual, he said, I have awakened her. Everybody say awakened. Awakened. Everybody say awakened. Awakened. See, right now in this year, he said, 5778, I'm awakening her. It's underneath the apple tree that I am awake, I am aroused, I am getting her up. And getting her on the move. I'm getting her up. See, that's what he's doing this year. Expect yourself to be awakened to the very presence of God. Expect yourself to be aroused to the place of desiring to be with him in a very intimate way spiritually. Are y'all with me? All right. So when we begin to understand this, my time's gone. When we begin to understand this, we begin to see that this thing. And so the thing about the apple tree, listen to this. This is part of the, this just blows me away. He goes in, and when you look at the apple tree is the only tree that bears its fruit before it bears its leaves. So what are we seeing here? It's like there's going to be, listen, here's what he's saying for this year. He said, there's going to be soon as you awaken to my presence, it's going to be immediate fruit. It's going to be immediate healing. It's going to be immediate miracles. It's going to be, that's this year. It's going to be a year of great peace. The words search for peace is 778. without the millennium. Seven steps, search for peace. This is going to be a, it's going to be a year of peace. And we're going to say, well, when's that going to happen? It's going to happen this year. Why else would God declare this is the year 5778? So the apple tree bears its fruit before. Now, it doesn't. It bears the bud, which is the fruit. It bears the bud of the fruit, and then the leaves begin to grow to be able to protect the fruit as it is growing. But it's instant fruit. You with me? It's instant fruit. So what does that mean? It's going to be, look, we're going to see. It's going to be, to me, it's going to be miracles. That he goes on, he says, he sends her back thinking about her childhood. He said, this is where your mother conceived you. Watch this. He said, here's the other part of this 5778. He said, watch this. I'm going to take care of your past. Now I need you to. Really, he's already taken care of her past. Now he says he wants us to. He wants us to be able to take care. How do we take care of the past? Quit nurturing the past. Quit rehearsing the past. It is in the past. It is gone. It is over. Whatever pain you've had, whatever, get healed from it. Move on. See, he said, I'm going to take care of the things that has bothered you. Now you move from that place. Get up from that place. How many of you know he can do that instantly? All he needs is, really, he's already done his part. How many of you know that you can cooperate with him and it's done? How many of you are willing? So I'm going to do that right now. How many of you say, I'm going to do that right now? I'm letting go. I'm turning loose of it. I'm turning loose of it. Pressing forward to those things that are ahead. So here it is. He said, here's the 577. He said, I put you in this wilderness, sent you here. I've spoken to your heart, and you're coming out. Who is this that's coming out? Well, here's the reason why. He spoke to us underneath this apple tree, and he aroused us. I remember, I can't preach without movies half the time. I remember Open Range, and they gave this man, he's supposed to keep watch, gave him a Cuban cigar. And they said, what happened? What happened? He said, well, that Cuban cigar got me all riled up. So we got all riled up. It wasn't on a Cuban cigar, but we got all riled up underneath the apple tree because of his presence. And he came and spoke tenderly to us and softly to our hearts. And then all of a sudden, we started coming out instantly having the favor of God, instantly having the fruit of your gifting, instantly having the fruit. Listen, it's going to be an easier year this year for you to operate in your gifting. Why? Because you're going to let go of this thing in the past. You're going to move away from this thing in the past. And you're going to come out of this thing, and they're going to say, who are you? Where did you come from? Well, you know, removed from the past, and it's instant fruitfulness. Everybody say instant fruitfulness. Everybody say instant fruitfulness. Man, I want that, don't you? I mean, you know, Sabina is the, listen, I'm telling you, she is the first fruits of instant fruitfulness for this new year. Why is that? Because God said, I told you. I told you. All I want you to do is follow me. Just follow me out of this desert place. Move it. You know, well, it hasn't worked before. That's the past. Move on. Listen, I've got so much. Really, it is amazing to me. It is amazing to me what God. How many of you are just you're hungry for God? You're just hungry. If you're not hungry, I want you to put your hands down. If you don't have that hunger and you want the hunger, raise your hand. All right, raise your hand. Keep your hand up. If you don't have the hunger and you want the hunger, you don't have the hunger that you want, so raise your hand. Father, in Jesus' name, I just ask you now to just begin to pour in your desire. Just pour it in Jesus' name. Pour it in. Pour it into them. Pour it into them in Jesus' name. Pour it into them in Jesus' name. Let them be aroused and awakened to your presence and to your voice whispering in Jesus' name. Amen. Jana, hands. There was a lot of hands. What was that thing about hands? You remember 2 weeks ago? You came down. What you remember it?
Yeah, I was just having like some pain.
No, you came. You was going to. You had something to share with the congregation.
I just wanted to share with you.
Well, what was it? I'm trying to get it out of you. What was it?
When we were worshiping 2 weeks ago, I had a vision while we were worshiping, and I just saw hands coming down, like open wide open hands laying on the head, like the fingers spread from the thumbs all the way to the pinkies, just engulfing the whole entire head.
Do you know that was the very Sunday? That was the very Sunday that we had healing in the hands. That was the very Sunday we had healing in the hands. But you know the interpretation of this? The works of your hands is going to be full of my glory. The works of your hands is going to see. It was in see a woman's hair is her glory, and she just ran her. Are you with me? The works of your hands is going to be full of glory. I like that. I want that. Don't you? Don't you want the works of your hands to be full of glory? Everybody say instantaneous. I mean, fruitfulness is going to be instantaneous. And the protection is going to grow. See, we want to say, well, I want the protection before I move out. Not true with the apple tree. Underneath the apple tree, there's going to be fruit before you feel the protection from the heat. So those days are gone. He done put us under an apple tree and whispered in our ears and aroused us, and here we are coming out of the desert, I mean, full of glory, full of destiny, full of purpose, full of fruitfulness, saying, okay, here we go. And not only that, is he going to take care of your past, he's going to take care of you birthing. Listen to this, you're going to be birthing things you never thought you would birth. What does that mean? That means I'm going to have any babies? No, what that means is there's going to be things in you that have laid dormant, seed in you that's laid dormant, and he's calling it forth, and he's calling it forth now, and he said, I told you I would do this. My promises are yes and amen. You're going to be birthing things that you're going to be bringing forth. Everybody say bringing forth. You're going to be bringing forth things that you never thought you'd be able to bring forth. Everybody say instantaneous. Underneath the apple tree, he's going to awaken his church. He's going to awaken his bride to a place that when we do come out, when we're coming out, we're not coming out just saying, well, look at me. Look what I've done. Look what I've got. Look what we endured. Look what we're at. Look where we are. What did the Bible say? Mike, sir. Come here just a second. I'm going to use him for a second. He's going to be the beloved. It ain't going to be, I'm just coming out of the wilderness and he's back here. No, it's going to be coming out of the wilderness and I'm clinging to him and we're walking.
Praise God.
And we're walking. I'm cleaving to him. Who is that coming out of? Who is that? Coming out. Who is that? Coming out of the desert. Coming out of the wilderness. Cleaning. Clinging. Cleaving.
One.
To the beloved. There ain't none that's running ahead of him or getting behind him. We coming out cleaving. Cleaning.
Reaper and the sower. That's what I was reading just now. It hit me. The reaper and the sower shall labor in the harvest together.
Amen.
That's what I was reading when you called me.
Sow and reap instantly.
Instant.
Sow and reap instantly.
Don't get no instant in that, does it?
It don't get.
Reaper and sower go together.
No, just look. I like you. I like either one of them.
Hallelujah.
I think I'll just.
Hey, we in it, aren't we?
We hip to hip, right?
Amen.
You call me what you want, just call me when it's dinner time. It's already late. There's so much to tell you. You want to talk about it some more next week? Man, I tell you, I'm so full now, I can't hardly stand it. Really. But I've got to get you to take this. And Wednesday night's been pretty good, too. I want you to see, watch this video, because this is the part that I want you to capture, is the transformation that's taking place this year. It's already started. All right, we ready? Get the lights. Can we get the cove lights out, please? Thank you. I want you to listen. Who is this coming out? This is by Don Potter. It's called Prisoner.
There's been a jailbreak. I'm finally free. The chains on my feet have fallen from me as I escape these prison walls. I see a man hanging on a cross. He paid the cost. Now I'm a prisoner. I can't explain this mystery. I'm a still trying to be free, and I'm a prisoner. I'm just as caught as I ever was, but I'm a prisoner. I see a throne of grace surrounded by a song. He calls my name. I can't turn away. Only love can take a heart captive this way. That's why I say I'm a prisoner. I can't explain this mystery. I'm a prisoner. Still trying to be free. And I'm a I'm just as caught as I ever was, but I'm a prisoner of love. Sometimes I think of those still inside, surrounded. Stand among the captives and say, can't explain this mystery. I'm a prisoner. I don't want to be free. I'm a prisoner. I'm just as caught as I ever was, but I'm a prisoner.
Out of the Passion, it says this: who is this one? Look at her now. She arises out of her desert, clinging to her beloved. When I awakened you under the apple tree as you were feasting upon me, I awakened your innermost being with the travail of birth. As you longed for more and more of me, fasten me upon your heart and set a seal of fire forevermore. This living, consuming flame will seal you as my prisoner of love. My love is stronger than any chains. Isn't that a beautiful song? Who is this coming out? I want everybody to stand and say, it's me. And then I want you to say, it's me, and I'm leaning on my beloved. I've been in the desert, but I'm coming out. I'm coming out with miracles. I'm coming out with instant fruitfulness. I'm coming out as a prisoner of love. He has captivated my heart. There's no turning back. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Well, does anybody here not know him as your Lord and Savior? Is anybody here? You do not know him as your Lord and Savior. Anybody? Are we all church? Are we all family? Amen. Can we get the house lights back up? Well, come on back next week and we'll see what else we can open up. There's a lot more I need to say, but just running out of time today. No, that's his time. Anyway, I didn't run out. It was timed perfectly as far as I'm concerned. Amen. Father, I thank you for this congregation. I thank you for this house. I thank you for the desert that we've been through, and I thank you that we're coming out, and I thank you, God, that you've spoken to us, and we have been transformed. And we're coming out with a dependency, with a desire, with a leaning, with a cleaving on our beloved. And Lord, there's things we haven't seen yet, but we're about to see them. There's things we haven't done yet, but we're about to do them. There's things we haven't conquered yet, but we're about to conquer them, because you are the victor. And we will join your parade of triumph as we walk this walk. And we love you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Father's Vineyard podcast. If you'd like more information about Father's Vineyard, please visit us 24/7 at www.fathersvineyard.org. Or you can call the office at 828-287-2868. Thanks again.